Okay, let's learn Daf Ches Amud Beis. We left off at Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, or Bar Nachmani, depending how you want to pronounce it. A few lines from the top on Daf Ches Amud Beis. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said as follows: Ma'idichsiv im la'shevet im la'artzo im l'chesed yamsiyehu. That there are many ways for rain to come down. What does the pasuk mean? That there are many ways. There's the shevet, there's li'artzo, there's l'chesed. What does that mean? Im la'shevet. It means if Hashem was gozer, that the rain will come down in unusual strength, that it's going to be bad, that it's going to be like a stick that beats down on us, and Klal Yisrael do tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause that rain to come baharum uvagvaus, to come in the mountainous regions and in the valleys, in a place where there aren't people, so no one will get hurt by it. Im l'chesed, if Hashem wants the rain to come down softly in a way that's very pleasant, im tseyu la'artzo, then basadus v'akramim, then Hashem will make that rain come down in fields and vineyards where it will be beneficial. Im l'shevet, if Hashem makes it rain very, very hard, and Klal Yisrael does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause that rain li'ilanos, to come down for the trees, because such hard rain is good for trees. Im la'artzo, if Hashem wants it to rain softly, and Klal Yisrael is doing the right things, l'zra'im will come down for the plants. Im la'chesed, and if Hashem makes a gzera to do chesed and make a special bracha with everybody, then yamtzi'ehu baruch shichna maris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause the rain to fill up all the waterways so that we'll have a very ample water supply. So different types of rain for different areas can be a bracha. That's main point number two, I guess, because we already had main point number one last time. Different types of rain for different areas, which again, we've seen this idea before already. Different types of rain for different areas is a bracha. Now the Gemara is going to have two statements of B'yemei somebody, something that happened in the days of somebody. So first story is B'yemei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Hava Kifna Umalsna. During the days of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, there was famine and there was also a plague. Amri, the Chacham said, Hechinavid, what should we do? What should we daven for Hashem to take away from us? The famine or the plague? So Nibai Rachmei Atarte, we'll ask for Hashem to take away both of them from us. Lo Efshar, we can't do that because you can only daven for one thing at a time. El Nibai Rachmei Amosana, we'll ask for Hashem Rachmim that people shouldn't die. The Kifna Nisbol, and we're willing to be able to live with famine rather than dying. So Amalu Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani told the Chachamim, "No, you're making the wrong call. You should by thinking that you should daven that the plague should stop and not the famine. Nibai Rachmei Akafna, you should daven that the famine should stop. The Chiyav Rachman Asova, because once Hashem gives satiation to the world, Lechayi Hudi Yahiv, He gives it to people who are alive, not to people who are dead. Meaning, if you can successfully convince Hashem that He wants to give sustenance, well, who's He going to give sustenance to? He's only going to give it to live people. He's not going to give it to dead people. So then, Mimela, automatically the plague is going to end. So don't daven for the plague. But in that story, we said they took for granted that they're not allowed to daven for two things. Where did they get that idea that you're not allowed to daven for two things? Because the pasuk says in Sefer Ezra, when Klal Yisrael returned from Galus Bavel after the 70 years of Galus Bavel, that they asked from Hashem, Venatsuma Vinvaksha Melkenu Al Zos, that they should be brought to Yerushalayim in peace. And they said Al Zos in singular, Mechlal Di Ika Achriti, which implies that they were only asking for one thing, but there was something else that they really, really wanted to ask for, but they knew that they couldn't because you're only allowed to daven for one thing at a time. B'marava in Eretz Yisrael, Amri Mishmed Rabbi Chagai, they say in the name of Rabbi Chagai that we learned this din, that you're not allowed to ask for two things. Mehacha, from a different pasuk that it says by Nebuchadnezzar HaMelech, when he had a dream, and in the morning he forgot what the dream was, and when all of his wise men and all of his advisors weren't successful in divining what the dream was, Nebuchadnezzar said they should all be killed. And the chief butcher, told Daniel what happened and why Nebuchadnezzar got so angry. So Daniel went to the Melech to ask for him for some time to give him some time that Hashem would tell Daniel what the dream was about and what the interpretation was. So Daniel then went to Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, and he asked them, "Virach," and here's what it said, "Virachamin lemivei min kadam ala shemaya al raza dina." They should ask Rachamim from Hashem that he should reveal this secret. What was the dream of Nebuchadnezzar? Now he said it in Belashon Yachid that he should reveal this secret. Mechal Dikar Achriti. Sounds like there were other things that he really could have used, but he didn't. he didn't ask for them, because you're not supposed to ask for multiple things at the same time. So let's make a main point over here. Can't ask for two things. So better to ask for nourishment than for the end of a plague. Okay, and two sources not to ask for two things. We had two sources not to ask for two things. What were the two sources? One was from Ezra, and the other was from Daniel. Ezra and Daniel. Good. B'yimei Rabbi Zeira, Gazur Gezeira. During the days of Rabbi Zeira, there was a Gezeira from the king against the Jewish people. V'gazur, delol l'mesav b'tanis. And there was another Gezeira that Jewish people should not be allowed to fast, because they didn't want Klal Yisrael to fast, and then it's going to cause all sorts of blessing to come to the Jewish people. So Amalu Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira told the people of that generation, Nikabli Levan, we'll accept upon ourselves a fast, because when we accept a fast, even if before we actually carry it through, that's enough to create rachmei shemaim for Hashem to have rachmanus on us. Ulchi batel agzera lisvei, and when the gzera goes away, then we'll actually do the fast. So Amri Lev, the people of that generation, told Rabbi Zera, minalacha, how do you know that just accepting a fast actually works like fasting itself? So Amri Lehu, he said, dechsiv, because the pasuk says that after Daniel was mekabel a fast in order for the Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt, it was Malach came to him and said to him, Yomre Elai, Al Tira Daniel, don't be afraid, Daniel. Ki menayomai rishon asher nasata es libcha lahavin ulehisanos. From the very first day that you decided to fast, lifnei Elokecha nishmu dvarecha, in front of your God, your words were already heeded. Hashem already heard your words. So you see from here, I guess we'll make this main point, even just accepting a fast, even just accepting a fast causes Rachamei Shemayim, Hashem's Rachamim. Now the Gemara is going to have four statements of Rabbi Yitzchak, followed by four statements of Rabbi Yochanan. So Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Afilu Shneim Kishnei Shanim Kishnei Eliyahu. Even if you're living in times like Eliyahu, the times of Eliyahu, when there was no rain whatsoever, and everyone needs rain in the worst possible way, V'yardu Gisham Barvi Shabbos Oseinin El Simin Klala, and then it rains on Erev Shabbos, that's still a simin of Klala, it's still a curse, because on that day people need to go out to the market, they need to do their shopping, they need to be out and about. Rain is bad on Friday. Dam Rab Rashila Kasha Yom Demitra Ki Yom Dedina. A day of rain, when it comes at the wrong time, is like a day of judgment. Amara, meaning that just like the Monday and Thursday were days of judgment, were days that Beis Din would sit in judgment between one person and another, and there's a lot of tumult going on, so too on a day of rain, there's a lot of tumult going on, and it's not good for people to do what they need to do. So certainly on Erev Shabbos, even worse. Amara Meimar, Ilod Tzarech L'Briyasa, it had not been for the fact that rain is needed for our health, and we can't live without it, we would daven for it to never happen. We would hate rain if not for the fact that we needed it so desperately. Second statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, Va'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemesh b'Shabbos tzedakah la'aniyim, that when there's sun on Shabbos, that's really good for the poor people, that they get to enjoy it on a cold day. V'shenemar v'zorcha lechem yirei shemi, Shemesh tzedakah u'merapeh, that it has the therapeutic effect for people who are Shomer Shabbos, who fear Hashem. Va'am Rabbi Yitzchak, third statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, Gadol Yoma Geshamim Sha'afilu Pruta Shabakis, a day of rain that is so good that even a single pruta that a person has in his wallet misbareches, but was blessed on a rainy day. Shneimel says mitaratz chobiito ulevarich is called masi adech, that it causes blessing for everything that we have. Va'am Rabbi Yitzchak, fourth statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, ena bracha mutzuya el bedavra samu min ha'ayin. We can only have bracha on something that's hidden from the eye, that people don't see, something that's out there that everybody sees. You're not going to have bracha hit something like that. It's only if some people don't see it, then it can grow and it can expand and there can be bracha. Shnemar Yitzav Hashem Itcha Es HaBracha Basamecha. That's one of the reasons why it's not healthy to flaunt things that a person has, material things, because then there's not going to be any bracha. That's the idea of ayin hara. Tanud be Rabbi Shmuel, ein habracha mitzuya el bedavar she'ein ha'ayin shalatas bo. The Gemara actually spells it out now. You can only find bracha on things that the eye will not see. Shnemar yitzav Hashem itcha es habracha ba'asamecha. When will there be bracha? When you're not looking, when you don't see. Someone goes to measure his grain to see exactly how much he has. Omer, he should say, he should say a special tefillah that Hashem should cause there to be bracha. Hischil lamud, once he starts to measure, Amur Baruch, he should say, Baruch Hashem Elkein Melcham, Hashaleach bracha b'kriyazeh, who sends blessing to this silo. But madad, if he already did measure it, va'acharkech birech, and then he says the bracha, harezu tefillas shav, that is a waste of a tefillah. Important concept. Tfilas shav, a waste of a tfila. Lefishein abracha mitzuya lo bedavra shakov, lo bedavra madud, lo bedavra manui, el bedavra sami min ha'ayin. Because you're never going to have bracha in something that has been weighed, that has been measured, that has been counted, only something that we don't know how much it is. So then Hashem caused there to be bracha, because it's not going to be such a nace without people are going to recognize, so Hashem will cause there to be bracha. But if you already know how much there is, then we're not going to have any bracha on something like that. Good. So, next main point, four statements of Rabbi Yitzchak. Four statements of Rabbi Yitzchak. Number one, rain on Friday is bad. Number two, sun on Shabbos is good. Number three, rain brings bracha to money. And number four, bracha only happens for things that are hidden from sight. Kibbutz Giyasot Tzedakah Meiser Parnas Simen. We're going to bring a number of statements of Rabbi Yochanan, so this is the simen to remember the statements of Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to have four statements of Rabbi Yochanan that we're going to read right now. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Gadol Yom HaGesham Kiyom Kibbutz Galios. A rainy day is like the day of the ingathering of all the exiles, like the day that everyone comes back to Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar Shuvah Hashem HaShviseinu Ka'afikim Ba'Negev. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring back all the people from all over the place, like a stream flows in. Ve'in Afikim Elamater. And Afikim is a lashon of rain. Shenemar Ve'irafike Yam. So that's statement number one. Statement number two. V'am Rabbi Yochanan. Gadol Yom HaGesham HaShafilu Giyasos Poskos Bo. Shenemar Tlamer Rav Enachas Kedudeha. That a rainy day is so great that even the attacking soldiers will stop on a rainy day. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, third statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Hashem Ne'atzarin El B'Shvil Poskei Tzedakah B'Rabim Ve'Nostin. If it ever stops raining, it's only because of people who promise to give tzedakah and then don't give. Shneimar Nesiim V'Ruach V'Geshem Oyin Ish Mishal B'Matas Sheker. That if a person promises to give, he's a matas sheker. He falsely gives. He says he's going to give and he doesn't give. That's when it's going to stop raining. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, fourth statement of Rabbi Yochanan. My dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says aser ta aser? It means aser bishvil shetis asher. Make that a major concept. Aser bishvil shetis asher. Give meiser because in the zuchus of giving meiser, you'll become rich. Giving meiser makes you rich. So main point, I guess you could make it number one on Tes Amud Aleph, is four statements of Rabbi Yochanan. Four statements of Rabbi Yochanan. Number one was that rain is like the ingathering of the exiles. Number two, rain stops enemy soldiers. Number three, rain only stops when there are people promising tzedakah not delivering. And number four, when we give meiser, we become rich. It's a skula to become rich. So God willing, next time we'll pick up on the second line of the page of Ashkei Rabbi Yochanan Yenuka, which is going to be a wonderful story that relates to this last drasha that we just mentioned.